AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities say a wildfire that destroyed nearly three dozen homes in central Washington state was likely human-caused. Investigators have ruled out any natural causes such as lightning. A bolt from the blue may have caused a fire last night that destroyed a black church in South Carolina that was torched 20 years ago by the KKK. The fire occurred as the Justice Department keeps an eye on a recent series of church fires.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the federal government is involved in the investigation into a recent series of fires in black churches.
Those matters are all under investigation, so I'm not able to go into a lot there. We don't really have definitive answers into how all of them were started.
A preliminary investigation finds that Tuesday night's fire that destroyed an AME church in South Carolina was not arson. Investigators say several of the more than a half dozen fires at black churches since a white gunman was charged with murder and the shootings of nine black churchgoers in Charleston were intentionally set. They have not said if there is any evidence of racial motive. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is what change looks like. That's what the president said today about plans by the U.S. and Cuba to reopen embassies in Washington and Havana.
This is a historic step forward in our efforts to normalize relations with the Cuban government and people and begin a new chapter with our neighbors in the Americas.
A cross-country road trip turned into a nightmare for a former CNN anchor and her husband after a would-be bandit forced his way into their Motel 6 room in Albuquerque. Lynn Russell says when she went to the car to get something, she returned to the room. A man was at the door with a handgun. After grabbing her husband's briefcase, the man started shooting. Russell says her husband ducked behind furniture and returned fire, killing the bandit. Her husband was hurt. This is AP Radio News. Change is coming to the White House.
I'm not very good at selfies.
The White House is literally tearing up a 40-year-old policy banning photos during public tours of the People's House.
Henceforth, visitors can take all the snaps they want as they visit the Blue Room, the East Room, and the State Dining Room. In a post on Instagram, First Lady Michelle Obama relished removing the no-photo warning from the public entrance.
You may have seen this sign. Well, not anymore.
The White House says visitors are now welcome to take pics for keepsakes or to share on social media. However, video cameras, cameras with long lenses, flash photography, and live streaming are still forbidden. Mark Smith at the White House.
Sandy and Mike Messer were among the first to take selfies today.
Very exciting. Can't wait to get on Facebook.
It's a great day for Apple.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.